The thing that was something or another is hen's teeth. That was
scarce.
Say down at a swimming pool, if a boy ran off the springboard and went in like so, you'd say that he
dove.
Okay. Or if he does it
right now, you'd say, look at him.
He's diving.
What about if you went in and landed flat?
Like belly buster.
Or if a boy was playing out in the yard, he might tuck his head between his legs and kick out his feet and go over like so.
Somersault.
I'm talking about diving in. When you get in the water, you begin to
paddle.
Or to
swim.
Okay. In the past, you would say yesterday he
swam.
And he has
swam.
Anything that you've heard of around here, maybe if a person went into the storekeeper to pay off his bill, the storekeeper might give him something a little extra, kind of a little bonus or a gift, something like that. Have you ever heard a term for that? Or anything to mean something a little extra?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever heard of that? Okay. Or talking about a person who can't swim, if he gets in water that's too deep for him, he might
drown.
And you talking about that, you say, yesterday so-and-so
drowned.
And he has
drowned.
Okay. Before a baby is able to walk, you say it
crawls.
If I need something that's high up in a tree, I'll have to
reach for.
Or
climb.
Say yesterday I
climbed the tree.
And I have
climbed.
Or if a child is saying his prayers at night, he might beside the bed
kneel.
Or I'm very tired, I might say, well, I believe I'm going to down in bed.
Lay down.
Okay. Or talking about somebody who was just really sick. You say, well, he couldn't even sit up, he just in bed all day.
He just laid in bed.
Or these, when you see things in your sleep, you say that you're
dreaming.
And if you did it last night, you'd say that last night I
dreamt.
Or I have
dreamed.
Or say I was dreaming about so-and-so, but all of a sudden I
woke up.
What would you say I did if I brought down my foot real heavy on the floor? I
stomped it.
Or if a boy meets a girl at a party and he wanted to see her home after it, what would he probably ask her?
Can I walk you home?
Or if I got my car stuck in the mud or something, I might ask somebody to wrap a chain around the front bumper and try to
pull me out.
Or get behind me and give me a
push.
Or if you had to carry a very heavy suitcase for a long distance, instead of just saying you carried it, you might say
I've heard the word toted.
Toted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I
have used it. it's used a lot down here.
I say if you were cooking in the kitchen and there were some children playing around you, you might say, well, now that stove's very hot, so
stay away from it.
Or don't
touch it.
Or if you needed something in the room, you might ask me to go
bring it to me or fetch it.
A game the children play, I guess tag or something like that. When you played that when you were growing up, was there usually a place that you could run to and be safe where they couldn't tag you?
We always called it home.
Home?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or say if you throw me a ball, I'm supposed to
catch it.
In the past, you would say I
caught it.
And I have
caught it.
Or if we're supposed to meet in town,